grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Dr. John Diamond. This is the show, America Unhinged, where we are fervently patriotic and unapologetically Christian. If you are watching us live, it is D-Day, June 6th, 2023, and you are watching us live on Brighteon TV. My show is also carried later on in the day on Conservative Television of America. So I pray that you'd please share Brighteon TV with everybody that you know. Great platform. Mike Adams has made tremendous sacrifices to give us all this free platform to save humanity and to save America. So we appreciate what Mike Adams does for all of us, and we'd like to reciprocate that in any way that we can. We're going to be having a couple good guests on today, reoccurring guests. Coach Dave Dobbemeyer is having an event this weekend that I'll be speaking at. And then Marty Grissom will be following up with loudmouth prayer. So we will be right back after this break.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
The Cali Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Cali Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Cali Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Cali Key. The Cali Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at CaliKey.com with free shipping.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Alan Verse. Welcome back to America Unhinged. I do want to encourage everybody to go over to the Brighteon store. You can find that at brighteonstore.com. Use the promo code Dr. John. This not only helps Mike Adams support this endeavor and actually probably put a little bit into my pocket. I've never pursued this very much just because I'm not really technically looking for the money, but Mike Adams really has made a considerable sacrifice, a lot of cost involved with putting this platform on. So go to brighteonstore.com, look at all their healthy products there, things you're probably not going to get anywhere else. Use that code, just as you saw, Dr. John, Dr. John. And get a discount for what you need. Dr. Alan Keyes is back from his long trip to New Mexico. He is back in the studio, so I encourage you to jump on 2 p.m. This afternoon. He's going to have Coach Dave on, who I have on for my first segment. And then if you'd like to get him out on a speaking engagement, you can reach there at drimtv.us. So I'm going to start with our scripture verse today. And we're gonna read three verses. Let me set it up for you. The Jews thought Jesus was going to come and be king because he was going to set up his earthly kingdom. They were heading into Jerusalem for the triumphal entry. And he knew that they thought the kingdom was coming immediately. So he tells a parable. And he tells them a parable of the 10 minas. Now, after the parable is done, and at the end of it, he says, hey, I'm coming back, and I'm going to find out who was occupying until I come, right? But here's the central theme, and here's the thing I want to pull out of this scripture that I don't see get taught too much, but it is probably one of the most important lines in scripture. So let's read Luke 19, 12 through 14. And it says this, verse 12, therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and return. Of course, this is talking about Christ. He was going to leave and return with the kingdom. Verse 13, so he called 10 of his servants, delivered them 10 minas. That's, you know, nickels, dimes, pennies. That's their currency of the day. And he said to them, do business or occupy till I come, some versions say. And now look at verse 14. But his citizens hated him, sent a delegation after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. This is the central truth that goes from before man was put on this planet till now, is will Christ rule over you? When Satan fell, he basically said, I will not have this man rule over us. And he led a rebellion into heaven. That same satanic delusion is what infects many of our world leaders, our UN, many of our politicians, even right down to the individual human being. The Israel, remember when they fell and they asked for a king? What did he say? He said, they didn't reject you. They rejected me as king. So the exact same thing. And then when Christ came, what was the exact same thing that the scribes and Pharisees and high priests, we will not have this man rule over us. Matter of fact, they sent a delegation out to kill everybody under 2 years old because they wanted to kill the king before he rose to prominence. So that is the central key to everything in life. Will you have this man rule over you? And we're seeing a separation between those in this world that want the Lord to rule over us and those who do not. And you're seeing it manifesting itself greatly today. So someone that understands this completely is our good friend, Coach Dave Dobemeyer. He is with Pass the Salt, and he is having an event this weekend, his yearly Hutter. I'll let him tell you about that. Coach, welcome back to the program.
Hey, John, thanks, man. I'm in my war gear today. I got my camo hat on. I got my, because we're at war, aren't we? We really are at war. And I appreciate you. I appreciate Brighteon, Mike Adams, everybody. And the time in which we're living, John, censorship is like unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, we hear it. I did a show with Lloyd Brunson the other day regarding a case they have at the Supreme Court, posted it on YouTube, got like 2 views. It's called shadow banning, folks. This goes on everywhere. Controlled thought, all that. And so Brighteon is just a great platform because I say some radical stuff and I've never heard from anybody saying, hey, you can't say that, don't go there, ever. So I just want to tip my cap to them for allowing that. And, you know, what we do at Coach Dave Live, I was a former high school football coach. I have a show at Brighteon on Mondays. I'm not trying to hype that. But I was a high school football coach, got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union for having prayer with our football team 1997, a long time ago. And it launched me into Coach Dave Live, Pass the Salt Ministries, trying to, for 20-some years, to wake up the church to exactly what the heck's going on, John. And, you know, one of the greatest disappointments I had in my life is when I was going to get out and tell the pastors what's going on, only to find out they didn't really want to know. I couldn't believe it. They didn't want to know. And so I've been building a ministry for a long time. And every year we do what's called an annual event. And we have it here at a ministry center that we have. And people come from, people listen to our show, come, and it's great fellowship. And we do a lot of preparation training, how to forage food. I mean, just a lot of stuff, a lot of hands-on, that kind of stuff, and unbelievable fellowship. And we have you coming this weekend. So for those of you who don't know, John Diamond and I go way, way back. Even though we were both from the Columbus, Ohio area, when I was, again, I was the high school football coach, got sued. We sort of knew of each other, but we met each other when we went down to stand with Judge Roy Moore when they tried to take the Ten Commandments out of the building down there. So we've had a long relationship, and John's opened up a lot of doors, and I've opened up a lot of doors for John, and he's going to come and be one of our speakers this weekend at this event. Now, if you want to come, you're welcome to come. You go to CoachDaveLive.com, and for $75, we feed you everything that goes on if you want to do it. But if not, that's okay too. But we think that we are, for lack of a better term, we're the ecclesia, the ecclesia. We believe we are the called out ones. And I want to tell you, a lot of the people that you go to church with do not get it, folks. They don't get it. The pastors aren't telling us the truth. And John, maybe we can get into this. We don't have to go too much in depth with it. But you have been with the guy, appeal to heaven, fighting the next American Revolution. You have been on the forefront of all this stuff that's going on. And you're going to be in the midst of a bunch of like-minded people coming up this weekend. And again, you can find that at CoachDaveLive.com.
Yeah, and there's times that we need that getaway. We need that just refreshing fellowship with other believers. It is so encouraging. I mean, it's a whole lot better than going to Disneyland. I mean, even before they were woke. I mean, but now we shouldn't be going at all, period. But, you know, just to get together with like-minded people and building these teams. And
30 acres out in the country, right? Grassy. I mean, it's a great time of relaxation. We put up a big old tent and people come and eat and fellowship and get training on different things. So we invite anybody like to come.
Yeah, and I mean, we could even go in just the kind of the miracle of you acquiring that property right there. I mean, that just, yeah. I mean, what God has done, and God, I mean, you've been faithful, and God's been faithful in your life. You know, I've been faithful, and God's been faithful in my life. The things that I go into the congregation every Sunday, and I have that one scripture verse that says, "Now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you could think or ask." And
amen.
It seems like every Sunday I go in there and say, "Guys, here's what we pray big. We believe big. We have a big God," and then he ends up blessing us more than we even thought or asked. And it's like every week, I think, and that's the problem in the Christian church, is we've got such low expectations of ourselves and low expectations of God. That's why we're so weak and powerless, because we don't believe the God that spoke the entire world into condition or into existence can do anything, you know. And I mean, it's just to see your faith walk. Because it is. It's not only a faith walk, it's about tests and trials and passing those tests and then getting promoted at the end of them. And you passed the test.
Because, John, as you know, it hasn't been a common walk. It's not the common walk that most people take. The journey that I've taken, getting sued by the ACLU, starting my own ministry from scratch, laying down my career, moving. I didn't get fired. I laid down my career and I started. It's been a different kind of walk. And in a sad sort of way, John, I think a lot of the pastors, a lot of the church view me as an enemy. I'm not their enemy, man. I'm not their enemy. But I was talking maybe earlier today on the show, this morning or was it yesterday? It doesn't matter. I asked this question, and folks, I want you to ask yourself this question right now. If we as the body of Christ, whatever that means, think of every church in your town. If we all got together and said, you know what? We're going to stop this drag queen story hour in our town. John, do you think the churches could do that?
Absolutely.
It would take about 30 seconds, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If everybody in that town who went to the city council, whatever, said this will stop in our town, it would stop. Hey, John, how do you think the body of Christ, if we were to get together, we could stop dismembering little children in regards to transgender surgery? Do you think that the church could stop that? Do you think the church could stop the
It looked like Coach froze up there. Yep. Yeah. Oh, there you are. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, could the church stop that, John? Could the church stop the sexualification, whatever, of our children in our local public schools? Could all the Christians and all the denominations and all the churches in one small town get together and take control of their schools again? I think they could, John. I think they could. Now, the question is, why don't we? And so I get myself in trouble because I say that we have the worst Christian leadership in the history of America right now today. Wait a minute. In regards to what? In regards to the culture. that we send our children to public schools. They call them public schools. They're government schools. Mm-hmm. You pay for the government schools. And then your children are taught stuff you don't even believe. You don't even support. They take your money and they teach these things to your kids. Because why? Large government, Department of Education, yada, yada, yada. My point is this. This is where I get myself in trouble. I call pastors out. So what the hell? What are you doing, pastor? When's the last time you talked about the evils of the LGBTQ agenda on the souls of little children? Because Jesus told us that it would be better for us to put a millstone around our neck and throw ourselves into the deepest part of the ocean than to deceive one of these little ones who believe in me. John, this is serious, serious business. But see, you're not allowed to criticize God's anointed, are you? And John, I tell him, hey, I'm anointed to criticize you. That's the calling that I carry. So I'm just crazy enough to think, and you've been one of the influences on me, that we can reclaim this. We can take this country back. The gay agenda is what, 1.7%? I think I just saw that the other day. 1.7% of people are the gay. John, they're running everything.
Right.
Right? Now, where's the church? That's my question. That's the focus of our ministry. And it's the road the Lord's called me to plow.
Yeah, and I think the thing that we're really going to have to do, and you and I spoke at an event out in, I believe, Zanesville, Ohio, when one of the ladies asked, you know, why is my pastor not saying this? And I said, look, the Bible's very clear. There are three types of the ministers. There's Satan's ministers who are masquerading, you know, as God's ministers. That's what he said. Even Satan masquerades as an angel of light. And then there's hirelings, and the hirelings are there just for a job. They're not going to create any waves. I got Democrats and Republicans in my congregation. I'm not going to speak on politics because I don't want to lose half my congregation, which you probably don't have half of them anyway. But that's it. It's only the true shepherds that are leading this fight, because we got to expose the ones who are the enemy, plain and simple. You are not of God. You are of the devil. So you are not God's anointing. You can put reverend, pastor, minister, whatever you want in the front of your name. Jesus said you have tested those who say they're apostles and they're not. And the church doesn't do enough testing of those who have infiltrated our ranks. And then we just got to get the rest of them, the hirelings, just to realize, quit worrying about your job, quit worrying about your paycheck, and just preach the word of God.
So John, the Bible says this, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Right. John, what would that look like? What would the unfruitful works of darkness look like? And who is supposed to reprove them?
Right.
Well, that'd be us, wouldn't it? Folks, that's in the Bible as well. But if you don't mind, John, Mr. Producer, pull up that little clip, and I'm going to show you what the problem is in the American church. Are you ready?
Pastors are overpaid. Here's the numbers. The data from Lifeway says that the average senior pastor pay package is just over $90,000. When you consider all churches of all sizes all over the country, $90,000 is the average that a senior pastor would make. But when you compare that with other roles in the church, it can be different. Associate pastors in churches have a pay package that averages $81,000. Music and worship pastors, they make $88,000. Children's pastors, they generally make $65,000, and student pastors make closer to $66,000. One interesting thing to note is that the average salary for an executive pastor, which is the person that runs the day-to-day operations of a church, is actually considerably higher than that of an average lead pastor. It actually comes in at $123,000 a year. And again, we're talking about total pay package when we talk about these numbers here, not the take-home pay.
So, John, why would you rock the boat, huh? Mm-hmm. Why would you talk about controversial issues if the people are paying dues? And the Bible says that the time would come when they would heap up teachers having itching ears. So the pulpits are giving us exactly what the people want. And as a result, you look around and Christianity is on the verge of being criminalized.
Yeah, and I've said that to our congregation before. Our two commands are what? Go and disciple. Well, just look at that list of people there. Where did you see outreach minister? Where did you see evangelist? Where did you see, you know, pastor of education? The two things we're supposed to be doing, going into the highways and bybays and compelling them to come into the house. That's the evangelist, right? And then disciple them. I mean, those are the two occupations that just don't get hired, and you see right there why. You've got all these plush, you know, cushy positions that aren't even doing the Great Commission, making all the money, and then, you know, people like us who've been trying to do this stuff for 20 years, you know, are running around, you know, just by the shoestrings.
John, I love what I do. I'm not moaning, groaning. I'm not at all. I'm a coach, folks. I'm a coach. And there's part of me, a good coach, that's harsh. It's harsh. One of the hardest things to do is to tell a young guy that's playing football for you, dude, you're not playing because boom, boom, or beam. Or I told you to do this and you're not doing that. John, that's what a coach does. Why? Because if my team doesn't perform well, my head's on the chopping block, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So evidently, pastors, rather than calling out where people are missing the mark, whatever Joel Osteen would term what he would use, rather than calling it out, they just don't go there, right? They don't go there because Miss Mary and Mr. Joe, who've been in the church for 40 years, their cousin, their niece is homosexual, and they don't want to get involved with it and the love of Jesus and blah, 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 blah. See, God is perfectly balanced, John, and he is truth. He doesn't sugarcoat the truth. He's the truth. But somewhere along the line, we have come up. I have a shirt that we wear. It says, "Truth sounds like hate." And that's what it is. You point out anything that somebody is controversial, somebody doesn't like, well, you're a hater. It's their fallback position, right, John? Mm-hmm. And so I got to realize this. Haters going to hate, right?
Right.
I love people. I tell them the truth. But it sounds like hate. And we need more Christians to continue to do that, John. We're going to lose our country, dude. Christianity is almost illegal in America right now. John, you believe that, don't you, John? It's on the verge of being illegal in America.
Yeah. Oh, if they have their way, they certainly will, you know, outlaw it. I mean, that's their end game. That's their goal, ultimately. And they'll use this LGBT thing, you know, to do that, because now it'll just be a civil rights violation and blah, blah, blah. And they'll take away people's tax status and all this other nonsense. You're already starting to see it.
But John, listen, you're the expert, man. You wrote the book, Fighting the Next American Revolution. You know the history of the Black Robed Regiment. You know where we got our liberty. And John, we're giving it all away. And the ones who secured that liberty for us were the pastors in the pulpits. Why can't we see them arise again, John?
Yeah, we can, and we are starting to see it. You know, the one thing is once the government started touching their money, and that video you showed nailed it. Once it started touching their money, then they woke up and they started to, oh, we're going to get involved in politics. Now, they didn't care about it when they were dismembering babies with Roe v. Wade. They didn't care about it when they're dismembering your children in a classroom who wants to be a girl, you know. But boy, you touch our paycheck and you touch our salary and, you know, close our churches. Oh, we're going to raise hell then, won't we?
Well, we know this, John, that for years and years and years, the American church complained about abortions. Oh, if we could just overturn Roe versus Wade. Oh, if we could just get some conservative justices in there. And John, we did. And they did overturn Roe versus Wade. They did say there is no constitutional right to abortion. You're aware of this, right, John? They did already said all that stuff. Hey, John, is abortion ended in America? No. Why? Because they ignore the law. And why do they ignore the law? Because the church doesn't care if they kill babies. That's the only thing I can come up with. The only answer I have to it, man. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And when I study history, you look, I mean, they outlawed the importation of slaves back clear in 1808. And they didn't care. They just kept bringing slaves in and kept, I mean, it was a federal crime. Yeah. But the wicked people don't care about laws. They don't care about God's law. They don't care about your law. They don't care about constitutional law. And that's where the righteous need to stand.
That's our job, isn't it, John? We can't expect evil men to do good. It's not going to happen. That is the void that we have to move back into. That's the kind of stuff that we'll be talking about at our event this weekend. We're glad that you're going to be there with your boys, and we're going to have a great time, a lot of place to run around and get to know each other. We have to tear down denominational walls. We got to work together across all those barriers. Jesus said we would be one We would be one. Where there's unity, God will command the blessing. John, not uniformity. That's not the same thing. Not all of us marching like little ducks, but unity on a common purpose. And my common purpose, two of them, number one, is to do the best I can to restore this godly nation. And number two, protect our children and grandchildren from the obvious assault of the wicked one against the very nature of who they are.
Absolutely, brother. Hey, 40 seconds left. Tell the people where they can find your morning show.
CoachDaveLive.com. Hey, it's not for sissies. All right. I'm telling you, we get after it hard. I'm a coach. We coach hard. CoachDaveLive.com. And of course, I do a Brideon show here every Monday at 11 o'clock. And it's replayed on Sunday, I think it is. But whatever. Folks, come on, man. Come out. Come out. Hey, Ollie Ollie in free. Ollie Ollie in free. Come on out. We got a war going on here. Here on D-Day, John. Here on D-Day. It's time for us to re-engage the enemy. Thanks for having me on, brother.
All right, my brother. Look forward to seeing you this weekend. Everybody else, we will be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Tanya Joy. You can find out more information about Beauty for Ashes at TanyaJoy.tv. But watch all of the amazing content at Brideon TV. They are an amazing organization and the fastest growing streaming out there. God bless you all.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brideon and BrideonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrideonStore.com today.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Welcome back to America Unhinged, coming to you live on Brighteon TV. I would ask all of you to please share Brighteon TV with everybody that you know and share this show. We've got a lot of great hosts that something is going to be your cup of tea, whether it's spiritual, whether it's political, whether it's news and media, whether it's health and wellness. Got a lot of great people on this show, and they're really just trying to save humanity. So I want to do a little transition between what we had with Coach Dave and Marty Grissom, because I've been in this fight for 20 years, and it seems like you've got, you know, these groups that are patriotic groups, pro-constitutional groups. They want to get out there, boots on the ground, but they don't want to give anything to the spiritual aspect of the fight that we're in. And then you have others who just want to pray, but actually don't, are uncomfortable getting out there and getting boots on the ground. And that's not the biblical model, because if you look at King David, when he was driving the enemies out of the land, he always asked the Lord for guidance before him, and the Lord told him, wait till you hear the sound of the rustling in the mulberry trees. And when you hear that, then go. Well, you needed both. That was the angelic beings going ahead of them. So when you call in the angelic beings and they go ahead of you, then you got boots in the ground and you go and you occupy the land. You push the wicked out and you establish righteousness in this nation. So Coach Dave definitely has the boots on the ground and has a team with boots on the ground. And my next guest, Marty Grissom, who you guys probably know, he guest hosts for me periodically with Loudmouth Prayer. Marty, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, John. It is such an honor to be on America Unhinged again. Good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, that was a kind of divine providence there. I had John Strand, who was one of the J6ers, was supposed to be on, and I got a cancellation last minute, and then boom, here comes a text from you. And so we'll just take this as divine providence this morning.
Absolutely, John. It was such an honor. I'm up like at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock this morning studying in the Word. And I just thought of you and I just shot you a text like, you know, I knew you weren't working yet, but I knew it was pretty early. And sure enough, you know, here we are. So yeah, I thought it worked out really well for us.
Amen. Well, you've got a lot of great initiatives going on down there. Tell the people what you've been up to lately since your last appearance.
Well, we've had a whole lot go on, you know, so we started Loudmouth Prayer about 2 years ago, a little bit more than that. And as that evolved, the Lord been, you know, started in the beginning talking to us about prayer. And he said, I want you to cover the nation with how to pray, the how to's of prayer. Now in prayers, prayer is a spiritual thing, John. You know, our Father God, he's spirit. Jesus said at the woman at the well, you're not going to interact in the future with the Father. You're not going to worship him unless you know how to do it in spirit and in truth. Well, Jesus is the truth, but we need to learn spirit. So my venture out and my assignment out to teach prayer isn't to just teach the what to say, but to also how to interact, have this fellowship, have this intimacy with a Father God who's spirit. See, I live in a body just like you, John. We have different sizes, shapes, and then we have a soul made out of our mind, will, and emotions. And but then also we have a spirit, the real us. Paul said that the inward man, the man of the heart, the spirit man inside us is the real us. It's the eternal one that either goes up or goes down, depending on what you do with Jesus, right? So plain and simple, I want to teach people how to interact with a Father that's spirit. And I'm not talking about some weird meditating kind of guru weird stuff. I'm talking about the Word of God and just being able to pray and being able to connect with a Father who has much to say to you and who has much he wants to hear from you and much you can hear from him. And he will shape and direct and rearrange and re-propel your life as you're downloading information, interacting with him. Now, the word intercession, John, is a powerful word. It literally means intercede means the act between two parties and the thought of reconciling them. So if I intercede for my nation or for someone, I'm coming between them and God, and I'm grabbing them while I'm in the spirit praying, and I'm grabbing God because I've gotten very familiar with how to access him because I've learned spirit. And I'm grabbing the two and I'm interceding, I'm pleading, I'm bringing the two together, and I'm restoring them back to God. It's really what Corinthians says, that we have a ministry of reconciliation. So what I'm sharing with you, intercession, interceding, the ministry of reconciliation, how to pray, this is all the stuff that we've been venturing into and running full blast with Loudmouth Prayer. But John, we just had a pretty big deal happen in the last year. The Lord began to shout at me. And when I mean shout, I mean, I've learned his voice and he began to raise his voice and say to me very sternly, I want you to do healing. It's time to restore healing back to the city you live in. And when you're done, you're going to take it to 19 other cities. Now, people who've seen me on your show many times, maybe 10 or 15 times I've been on your show, I've talked about going to 20 different cities, but it's all kind of changed. It's turned into going to these cities, not just with prayer, but bringing the healing hand of God. We're seeing ears open. I just saw in the last month, two completely deaf ears just pop open. I'm seeing backs restored. I just spoke over a lady the other day, John, and in the healing meeting we had here, and I shouted, "Cancer, leave!" And she had two growths under her arms that went away. This is the stuff we're seeing about: backs healed, diabetes healed, cancers and growths disappearing. We're seeing the miracle power of God begin to work. And that's, honestly, John, that's why God began to shout at me, you know, it's time to start this. It's time to start this. So now we're taking prayer and healing. We find it's really hard to separate the two when you think about it. Prayer and healing just really work well together. I mean, seriously, it was a large part of the ministry of Jesus. What do you think, John?
Yeah. And I've been going over your website. If the producer can put up loudmouthprayer.org, and I love the recent improvements. You do have an event. I'll let you talk about that June 30th coming up here in Tulsa. But as you scroll down there, and these are the things that God has put on my heart. We decided to get bold and loud about education, religion, healthcare, yeah, and government. This is my wheelhouse. These are the things that I've been screaming about since 2006, I think, is when I said we need to get back involved in government and back in. I didn't know healthcare because we didn't know how bad healthcare was until COVID. I think. Right? Mike Adams did. Mike Adams knew how bad it was a long time ago, but it really came on my radar. You know, recently, like a lot of other people's, but education and government, I've known, has been broken for a long, long time.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we feel like really very strongly, the Lord has been just very direct. Take prayer and take healing. And so we've started in our beautiful city of Tulsa. I'm telling you, we love Tulsa. It's such a great city. I've been here. I just didn't come into town to change the city. I've been here for 23, 24 years. My wife's been here for longer than that. And we met here. We've raised our kids here. It's our city just as much as anyone's. And I'm telling you, we're restoring prayer and healing back to the city. Now, there are a lot of ministries in Tulsa that still have good prayer going on. But something happened with COVID, John. A lot of the healing ministries began to just do less and begin to step out less. Well, I have to tell you, John, I don't have anything to lose. I don't have some great ministry or some great church. I don't have some great groups of people who will walk away from me. I just have the voice of God. John, isn't that what it's supposed to be? Isn't that all we're supposed to have? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Father. I've just got his word. He literally said to me, John, I want you to do the healing meetings or else. Now, I have to tell you, John, I didn't want to ask what or else meant. But I hear him strongly. I hear him securely. I know his voice. Go read through John 10, you know, Gospel of John, not John Diamond 10. That's a bad joke. Go read the Gospel of John 10. Read those first 15 verses and see how much it says that he knows us. We know him. He's our great shepherd. We follow him. He follows us. He calls us by name. I've learned the voice of God so clearly through prayer that he's telling us take healing to this city. So we've had two Tulsa healing revivals. And every 2 to 3 months, I'm going to keep having them. I'm having healing teams come in. I'm having big name speakers come in. I'm having just powerful ministers come in. And we had 800 people actually at our last one on the Oral Roberts University campus. 800 people gathered together. Signs, wonders, miracles, healings. So many people. We had people that said in the first 3 or 4 hours of the teaching, which I was part of the teaching in the morning, they said under the teaching, and then we were going to schedule them to take them in the back to lay hands on them and pray for them. Many of the people said, we don't need to go in the back no more. Just sitting under the powerful word of God, we got healed. It's powerful, John. The word of God always produces results, and it says in the Bible, he sent his word and healed us.
Yeah, and I think this show's starting to kind of have a theme here together with you and Coach, just the way this thing's turned out. Because when I was in, you went to Bible college, I went to Bible college, and they said the average pastor spends 6 minutes a day in prayer and reading the Word of God. There's your problem right there. They show up just like it's a job, and all of a sudden they've got all these duties heaped on them. They have no relationship with the Lord. It's sad that that's where we're at today. If you remember early in the book of Acts, what did Peter and them said? you know, choose for yourself elders who can handle the day-to-day activity and let us give ourselves to prayer and ministry of the word, you know. And it's the church's fault because they load all these pastors down with all these responsibilities and don't share the load. And, I mean, they can barely do the job that they've been given to do. So when you have no relationship, when you can't spend hours a day in prayer and listening and developing that relationship, and your hands are tied by money, like you said, you, me, coach, we don't have a whole bunch of people that can get up and leave, and now we got to worry about where to pay for our building and how to pay our salary. You've got a business. You know, I do things. I mean, this is what it's going to take right here. The people that are not basically puppets by elders and deacons, puppets by financial strings. This is what's going to free people.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And John, I've said this on your show before, and I know Coach Dave's going to love it. I know you're going to love it because prophetically, I just really want to tell this story again. I know you have a lot of new followers that's never heard this before. I want to tell this because it's so powerful what God did to me. Months ago, maybe a year and a half ago, I'm sitting in my living room and I'm just hanging out with my family. And the Spirit of God just fell on me, John, just fell on me and shot through me like a wave and said, go study strongholds. Mm-hmm. I jumped up off the couch. I didn't say anything to the family. I just ran upstairs to this very computer. I jumped on here and I began to study. I spent about an hour or two studying, you know, Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. I studied strongholds. I studied, you know, because it's making a reference to them being thoughts and imaginations. I studied and found out that they're thinking. It's a mindset. It's a cycle of thinking that's been accepted and it's created issues. It's created a stronghold on the person because of a way of thinking. Now, those can be absolutely demonically induced. We want to get spiritual about it. It absolutely can be driven and spewed out, if there's such a way to say this the right way, by demonic powers. But for the most part, if you just stop the wrong thinking, it will solve that there'll be no longer a stronghold of in that person's mind and in their life. You know, the Bible says, John 3:2, or is it John 3:1 or 2? It says, beloved, I wish above all things that you'll prosper and be in health as your mind, will, and emotions prosper, as your soul prospers. Your soul will be the what hinders you or propels you to prosper. How far you can get your soul to prosper is how far the rest of your life will follow it. And someone can say, well, you're born again on the inside. Isn't God living inside you? Yes, but the soul and the spirit have to work together. And the soul, like Joyce Meyer wrote a book years ago called The Battlefield of the Mind. So absolutely powerful and true. The battlefield is up here of having the right thoughts come and telling the wrong thoughts to go away. So having said that, I studied strongholds. And then 3 or 4 days later, I'm in a time of prayer and the Holy Spirit took me in a vision and I saw literally the throne of Satan. Now, I like to say Satan wasn't sitting on the throne, but I literally stood before the throne of Satan and from the base of the throne came a stronghold. And I asked the Holy Spirit, it was like a package. I didn't know it was a stronghold. And I asked the Holy Spirit because I'm in a vision. I'm in the spirit. You know, John said on the Isle of Patmos, he was in the spirit on, you know, at that special time. So I was taken in the spirit by the Holy Spirit and I saw a package come out of the throne of Satan. And I asked him, what is that? And he said, that's a stronghold. And when he said that, that stronghold, that package shot down to the earth. And he said, you're going to love this, Coach Dave, John, this is a good one. He said these words to me. He said, that's a stronghold that Christians should not be in politics.
Ooh.
John, I got a news flash for all the Walter Cronkites out there that just needs to wake up and smell the coffee and get their little diaper and their little passy out of their mouth, John, and join big boy church again and get out of the kiddie church. Newsflash for you right now. If you're thinking that we're not supposed to be in politics and touching government and touching all the seven mountains, you're thinking the very stronghold thoughts from the throne of Satan.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because 2 Corinthians 10, 4, and 5 was actually the third scripture verse the Lord had me memorize as a believer. The two other scriptures had to deal with my heart and getting my heart right, but the third one was that. And when I started America Unhinged, long before Brighteon came along, and I was just going to do it as a YouTube channel, my promo actually said America Unhinged, taking every thought captive. And that's why America is unhinged. Unhinged means our minds are disconnected from reality. So we need to, you know, take every thought captive, all our imaginations, all our reasoning. We got to take, when it says take every thought captive, the obedience of Christ, we need to take every thought. We need to stop it. We need to hold it and say, why do I believe that? Where did that thought come from? And if it doesn't line up with the word of God, it needs to be thrown away or it will become a stronghold.
For sure. John, I was wondering, could you have the producer, could he go to Rumble and just look real quickly at the Loud Mouth Prayer Channel? Is that something we're allowed to do?
Yeah. If you can, can you put it in the chat box here real quick? So I'll say something. Let me just say this to kind of go off of what Marty said. The church has to understand the difference between politics and government. When we think of politics, we think of grown men and women fighting like little babies. The Bible doesn't deal with politics. It deals with government. It teaches over and over theologically about government, that, that Christ is king. He's lawgiver. He's judge, right? He is the chief government official. That's what Romans 13 said. Let every soul be subject to the higher authority, for there is no authority but of God. All right, so you have to understand that. You have to recognize that. God is not about squabbling children fighting over stupidness, but he is about government. God is government, Isaiah 33:22. And I think Marty went ahead and found that webpage. Go ahead, Marty.
So basically, I just wanted to invite everyone, because we have a few more minutes here, but I wanted to invite everyone to our Rumble channel for one specific reason. If you'll scroll down, producer, you'll see one of our videos called the Loudmouth Prayer Nation. It's right there. My heart, I've been recently released of the Lord to begin a prayer nation. It's called Loudmouth Prayer Nation, where I'm teaching, training up, and equipping the body of Christ to be intercessors. You know, John, I've been in this since the 70s, and I know I look real young, right? Just like you do. All right. But I've been in this a long time, since I was 2 years old. The charismatic renewal, the teaching movement of the 80s, the Holy Spirit moving of the 90s and the 2000s, all the way to where we are today. And I've seen different moves and different things of God and his plan. I've seen how things come about. I tell you, though, during every single move of God, everything, the one consistent move that's never left is the need and the hunger inside people to intercede. The word intercessors, if you say, is there an intercessor in church today? You'll have lots of hands go up, because people, they love to get in and pray and pull on the coattail of God and begin to intercede and connect their city back with God, connect their state, their nation back with God. So the Lord moved on me about 2 or 3 months ago, said, I want you to start Loudmouth Prayer Nation. So many people just need to be taught what intercession is, what it looks like. And then we don't just teach it, John, we lead them into prayer. So every session we actually are praying for the nation. We're getting into prophecy. We're getting into the prophetic. The Holy Ghost is showing up. We're having a really great time. So I just wanted to invite anyone that has a heart wanting to pray for their city, their state, their nation, even their own marriage, their own relatives. Intercession covers anything that needs to be restored back to God. I want to teach you intercession. I want to drag you in the spirit and show you what it's like to stand before the very throne of God and obtain mercy and help in a time of need.
Yeah, that's great. And one of the organizations I work with is Intercessors for America, David Kubal and Rich Swingle and the team over there. And they have prayer teams in all 50 states. So that seems like a natural kind of strategic partnership between all of you guys and all of them. We're wanting to have appeal to heaven events at every state capital where we pray those imprecatory prayers. So we're kind of in the process of having the negotiations about that. But we'd love to bring it to Tulsa once we, we probably need sponsors for every city, and that's what we're going to be looking to do. So, I mean, that's right in your wheelhouse, ain't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. You come to Tulsa, we will host you. We will help you have a venue. We'll just set it up, make it easy for you, my friend. And the June the 30th, you mentioned June the 30th, we do have an event here in Tulsa, which is what, 24 days away. And it is one called Loudmouth 300. And it's basically, 300, how special Gideon's army, 300. Well, this is where I'm calling for the intercessors of the city of Tulsa and others that might be outside that want to join us. I'm calling for us to come together. Now, the campus where we go to, the college campus, we do this on the 60th floor of the entire campus. It is way up. You can overlook over the whole city. You're up there looking out windows and you can pray. The power of God, John, we did this 1 year ago. We're doing it again, June 30th. I have to tell you, I've never, ever been in a meeting where I've been up speaking or praying or even trying to introduce someone where the power of God was so strong, I could hardly stand. I would try to speak, and for 2 minutes, I just stood there waiting on the glory to settle enough for me to be able to talk. The people were, you know, John, Acts 4 is so beautiful because they weren't just in an assembly together after being threatened. They weren't just in an assembly together. They weren't just praying together. It literally talked about how they were one voice. They raised their voice. It didn't say, John, they raised their voices. They raised their voice in one accord to God, and the whole place was shaken. I'm telling you, this loudmouth prayer event we have June the 30th, the city is fixing to be shaken.
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes with the scripture verse I opened up with, we will not have this man rule over us. That's exactly what they prayed in the upper room in Acts 4. They quoted Psalms 2, that the kings had rebelled against them. And then they said, now give us boldness that we can go speak. And that's exactly when the Spirit of God fell. They realized that Pontius Pilate and Herod had basically said, we will not have this man ruled over us. They killed him. And then they said, hey, give us the spirit of boldness. And the Spirit of God fell on them. And they went out and turned the world upside down. And that's exactly what I hope that your event's going to do and working with you in the future. Tell the people where they can find you. 30 seconds.
Well, I would go to Rumble or YouTube and I would look for Loudmouth Prayer, but I would actually go to Rumble because we're not trying to push YouTube too much because they're kind of pooters. They're kind of not the greatest people in the world. But then go to loudmouthprayer.org and then you can send us an email to admin@loudmouthprayer.org and we will hook you up with everything we're doing.
Hey, absolutely, my brother. Keep up the good work. Look forward to working with you here in the future.
Love you, buddy. See you.
All right. God bless. Everybody else, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.